Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, and welcome back to Mental War. You know that feeling when you're staring at a blank page, that dreaded writer's block? Or maybe you've been putting off that big presentation, the one that's looming over your head like a storm cloud? Ever feel like you're playing tug-of-war with motivation and ending up, well, face down in the dirt? Today, we're tackling a topic that can be both terrifying and exhilarating, embracing failure as a catalyst for growth. Now, I know what you're thinking. Hunter, why on earth would I want to do that? Failure is bad, right? Wrong. Failure isn't the enemy, my friends. It's actually a stepping stone, a crucial ingredient in the recipe for success. Think about it like this. A sculptor doesn't get a masterpiece out of the first swing of the chisel, does he? Nope. He chips away, makes mistakes, refines his technique, and eventually, bam, a stunning work of art emerges. It's the same with us. So, let's break down why you should ditch that fear of failure and start seeing it as your secret weapon. 1. Failure is a feedback loop. When we fail, it's not the end of the world, it's a signal. A giant neon sign flashing, "Hey, something here needs tweaking." It tells us what's not working, where we need to adjust our approach. By analyzing those failures, we gain valuable insights that can propel us forward. Think about Thomas Edison. He famously said, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." That's the spirit. Instead of seeing his countless attempts as failures, he viewed them as stepping stones towards success. 2. Failure builds resilience. Every time you bounce back from a setback, you become stronger. You learn to adapt, persevere, and keep pushing forward even when things get tough. Life is full of challenges, but by embracing failure, we build the mental toughness to face them head on. Remember that Olympic athlete who fell during their routine but still finished strong? They didn't let that stumble break them. They used it as fuel to power through. That's resilience in action. 3. Failure fosters creativity. Sometimes, the most innovative solutions come from stumbling blocks and unexpected detours. When we step outside of our comfort zones and experiment, we're bound to hit a few roadblocks along the way. But those roadblocks can spark new ideas, lead us down uncharted paths, and ultimately result in something truly groundbreaking. Think about Steve Jobs. He was famously fired from Apple, his own company. Did he give up? Nope. That failure fueled his passion, led him to create Pixar, and eventually brought him back to Apple with a vengeance. Talk about turning lemons into lemonade. 4. Failure teaches humility. Let's face it, we all have egos. But when we fail, it reminds us that we're not invincible. It takes the pressure off and allows us to learn from our mistakes without feeling threatened. Humility opens doors to new perspectives, collaborations, and personal growth. Remember that time you thought you had everything figured out, but then, bam, you got humbled? Those moments of realization can be incredibly valuable, showing us where we need to improve and how to approach things with a more open mind. 5. Failure is a stepping stone. This one's the big takeaway, folks. Every single successful person you admire has a laundry list of failures behind them. It's part of the journey. They embraced those setbacks, learned from them, and kept moving forward. So don't let fear hold you back. Take risks, try new things, and remember that failure is just an opportunity to level up. Let me tell you about a time I had this epiphany myself. I was working on a podcast episode on productivity, and I spent weeks crafting the perfect intro, every word meticulously chosen. Then, disaster. My computer crashed, wiped out my entire draft, G-O-N-E. I could have thrown in the towel right there, but instead, I took a deep breath, acknowledged the setback, and started fresh. This time, I went with a more conversational approach, something raw and authentic. Guess what? That episode ended up being one of my most popular. Why? Because it felt real. It resonated with listeners who could relate to those computer crash moments we've all experienced. It taught me that sometimes the best outcomes come from embracing the unexpected. So remember, failure isn't the opposite of success. It's a crucial part of the journey. It's about learning, growing, and becoming the best version of yourself. Don't fear those stumbles. Use them as fuel to propel you forward. Want to make this mental war thing even more powerful? Share your own failure-turned-victory stories in the comments below. Let's build a community where we celebrate resilience and inspire each other to reach new heights. See you all tomorrow for another dose of mental war.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.